phone rang one Friday afternoon. This is probably a couple of years ago. And I pick up the phone and I saw on the caller ID that it was Father Rocky. And he was just calling to see how we were doing on the radio program. And we were talking about something and he said, take it to Joe. And I said, pardon me? He said, no, take it to Joe. He said, oh, take it to St. Joseph? Yeah, take it to St. Joseph. Got something that's troubling you? You need some help. You need that boost, whatever it might be, with a little obstacle in your life, spiritual or otherwise, take it to Joe. What great advice to start the day on this Feast of St. Joseph. We're going to take it to Joe now with Marge Fenlon, who is a member of our Morning Air family, a Catholic wife, mom, author, and columnist, who has taken some of her problems to one of the quiet saints on the Roman calendar, St. Joseph. Isn't that great advice, Marge? Good morning.
Oh, it is. Take it to Joe. That's my new mantra.
Yeah, we should do it. Really, you know, like as a matter of fact, that we should make that the Catholic viral hashtag of the day. Hashtag take it to Joe on this Feast of St. Joseph.
Oh, I love that idea. It is so true. It is so true. And you know, it's easy to forget to do that, or maybe not even realize that his powerful intercession, because we kind of, I think we have a tendency. I know there are some. I know there will be some of our listeners who have strong devotion to Saint Joseph, but I think overall we tend to kind of relegate him to the nativity scene at Christmas. we put him away at Christmas and we don't think about him anymore because you think of the Holy Family, the whole Christmas scene. But really, our Blessed Mother herself, when she appeared to the mystics and spoke of St. Joseph, she very pointedly said, I'm paraphrasing our Blessed Mother if I dare do that, but basically the way she spoke is, don't underestimate this very important saint because he is a very powerful intercessor. And when I read, lately I've been reading a lot of the quotes and the stories of the mystics, particularly about the life of the Holy Family, and it's interesting to me how during the lifetime in these visions that the mystics had, Saint Joseph was quite active and quite a strong person in caring for the Blessed Mother and the Holy Family, and it's a whole different Saint Joseph than I had been used to growing up. He not only cared for the family, but the way that he tended to the Blessed Mother, he venerated her while she was yet alive. And there are many examples, and we don't have enough time to go into all of that. But this idea of his holiness and the way he cherished the Blessed Mother, and if it would just make sense to me that he would be given that gift of being this intercessor. Take it to Joe, exactly, because he has special, I want to be very careful how I say it, but special power of intercession.
Well, he's a powerful intercessor, and perhaps we fall into the trap of the fact that he's the silent one, that we can't take our intercessions to him, but he's a very powerful intercessor among all the saints. So, yeah, you want to take it to Joe.
Yes, you do. And really, one of the things that I've done always, and I think I'm seeing the fruits of this, is to, and I wonder how many parents think about this, I've prayed to St. Joseph for my sons since they were little so that they could become very holy and just, because the Bible says he was a just man. Just meant, another interpretation of that would be righteous or holy. I've prayed to St. Joseph for them that when they grew up, they could be just and holy men, just and holy husbands and fathers. And if they weren't called to the married life, to be that fatherly figure in the world as a priest. And it's at least what I see is my sons. Now, I've two are married, one is not. The two who are married cherish their wives and would do anything for them. And I think, that's not me, that's St. Joseph.
That's beautiful. Marge Fenlon on this Feast of St. Joseph at 11 after the hour on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Always point to our Relevant Radio app because if you, and I'm opening up the app right now, and in the upper right-hand corner, you will see the tab that says Pray. And then on Prayers, you go to Basic Prayers, and you scroll down, and there are two prayers to St. Joseph. One is to St. Joseph the Worker, which I always call my bad day prayer. Before I was here at Relevant Radio, blessed to be working here, things were not going swimmingly, and the Relevant Radio app was new at the time. And there are these beautiful prayers to St. Joseph. One of those is the St. Joseph the Worker prayer. And in praying that every day, I call it my bad day prayer because there are many times when things aren't going your way that you just get really down in the dumps. But that 44-second prayer to St. Joseph, for me, focused on using the gifts that God had given me at that very moment in time for whatever I was doing, which was not the thing that I really wanted to be doing, but I was there at that point in time, and God had given me that gifts, and God had put me there at that point in time. So I would pray that St. Joseph the Worker prayer, and it would do a complete 180, a complete 180 mindset, Marge. And it was like, yes, I'm doing what I'm doing. While I don't like doing it, I'm doing it for the greater glory of God. That's that for me. That's the power of the St. Joseph the Worker prayer.
That is just beautiful, and it is important. You know, I think a lot of times we think about issuing a prayer and letting it go, and don't tangibly grasp the results. You did, and that's such a great example to tell our listeners. I'm thinking of, I've got too many thoughts coming into my head at once of people who've told me of situations where they prayed for something and bam, I just heard from some friends that the husband owns a construction company, couldn't find a reliable second-hand person, and it was getting very desperate. They began a novena to St. Joseph, and within less than the 9 days, for sure, it was like within a week, he had found someone who is outstanding, and the person has come into the company, and just the whole situation has just taken off. That's power. And in this, but our Blessed Mother promised that. I would really encourage listeners, if they can, to read some of the things that our Blessed Mother has told the mystics about St. Joseph. There is one in particular, one quote I like very much, when the Blessed Mother appeared to Venerable Mary of Agreda, it was back in the 1600s, she told her specifically, she said, "In all trials, seek his intercession, because the Heavenly Father will grant whatever my spouse asks."
Beautiful.
How do
Beautiful.
You top that?
You can't. You absolutely can't. Hashtag take it to Joe.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. On this Feast of St. Joseph with Marge Fenlon online at margefenlon.com and, of course, a contributor to Relevant Radio. Have a great Feast of St. Joseph today. This is a joyous day. I know we spend a lot of time in joy and parties with St. Patrick on Saturday, on St. Patrick's Day, but this is as big today for us.
Oh, it is. I mean, how can my mind just keeps going back to how can we not honor and just be so in love with
right.
the man who cared for our Blessed Mother and our Savior. I encourage listeners, let yourself just slip into that for a little while today in honor of Saint Joseph, husband of Mary, because think about we don't read it, we don't hear about it, but what he had to do, what he must have done day after day after day after day,
yeah.
and how he was interacting with the Blessed Mother and our Lord. That's phenomenal. He lived with them. He lived for them. It's incredible in my mind.
On our path to heaven, someday we'll be there. We're working on the path to heaven. Don't you want to hear the first words of St. Joseph when you have an opportunity to meet him, right?
Oh, I do. I do, since we don't hear much of
that. That gives you goosebumps early on a Monday morning. Marge, thank you. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon. MargeFenlon.com on the World Wide Web. And as we start this brand new day and brand new work week for many of us, this is the St. Joseph the Worker prayer. That's an audio prayer read by Drew Mariani on our Relevant Radio app. You can download it, make it part of your prayer downloads. And I call it my bad day prayer, but it's this wonderful focus before you do a day of work, or if you're facing something that may be challenging at work or something challenging in front of you. And let's pray it. It only takes about 45 seconds. Glorious St. Joseph, model of all who are devoted to labor, obtain for me the grace to work conscientiously, putting the call of duty above my many sins, to work with thankfulness and joy, considering it an honor to employ and develop by means of labor the gifts received from God, to work with order, peace, prudence, and patience, never surrendering to weakness or difficulties, to work above all with purity of intention, with the detachment from self, having always death before my eyes and the account which I must render of time lost, talents wasted, of good omitted, a vain complacency and success so fatal to the work of God, all for Jesus, all for Mary, all after thy example, O Patriarch Joseph, such shall be my motto in life and death. Amen. And we'll talk more about St. Joseph as we go to Rome with Father Robert Gull in 2 minutes. Time now, 17 after. It's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.